SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little bit of wisdom and a whole lot of humor. Today, we're diving into something super important: self-care for better mental health. You know that feeling when you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, barely keeping your head above water. Ever feel like you're neglecting yourself in the process? Yeah, me too. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of daily demands and forget to prioritize our own well-being. But guess what? Taking care of ourselves isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. If your phone is running low on battery, you don't just keep pushing it until it dies, right? You plug it in to recharge. Same goes for us. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you prioritize self-care and boost that mental health game. First up, define what self-care means to you. Don't fall into the trap of comparing yourself to others. That perfect Instagram feed doesn't equal your reality. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about identifying activities that genuinely nourish your mind, body, and soul. Maybe for you, it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending quality time with loved ones, or even just having some uninterrupted me time. Number 2. Schedule it in. Treat self-care like any other important appointment. Put it in your calendar, set reminders, and make it non-negotiable. It's easy to let things slide when you're busy, but by scheduling it in advance, you're making a conscious commitment to yourself. 3. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Begin with incorporating just 1 or 2 small self-care practices into your routine each week. Maybe it's waking up 15 minutes earlier for a quiet cup of coffee, taking a few deep breaths before tackling that stressful task, or going for a short walk during a lunch break. Remember, consistency is key. Thought. Be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer to a dear friend. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and face challenges. Don't beat yourself up over. Instead, acknowledge your feelings, practice self-compassion, and move forward. And finally, remember that self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Just like we need food, water, and sleep to survive, we also need time and space to recharge and nurture our mental well-being. By prioritizing self-care, you're investing in your overall health and happiness, allowing yourself to show up as the best version of yourself in all areas of life. Think about that last presentation you gave. Remember how much more confident and clear you were when you felt rested and energized. That's the power of prioritizing self-care. Okay, let me share a quick story with you. A couple of weeks ago, I had a deadline looming for this big project. Work was hectic, my inbox was overflowing, and I honestly felt like I was drowning into DOS. But then I remembered something important. Taking breaks actually makes me more productive. So instead of burning myself out trying to power through, I took some intentional pauses throughout the day. I went for a walk, had a quick meditation session, and even treated myself to a delicious cup of matcha. You know what? It worked. By giving myself those moments of mental recharge, I came back feeling refreshed, focused, and more creative. My work not only got done on time, but it was also higher quality than if I'd pursued without breaks. See, self-care isn't about slowing down, it's about working smarter, not harder. So remember these key takeaways. Define what self-care means to you, schedule it in, start small, be kind to yourself, and never forget that it's a necessity, not a luxury. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care practices? Share them in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoicism for more daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. Until next time, keep striving for that power, presence, and perspective.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.